from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
With Evan Giddings, the movie, this could be 4 hours if you're producing it.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What was that?
Yeah, that was me.
Well, I know that. But
Lori Matthews stunned me on the YouTube chat.
Well, okay, you read that. I got something from the text line I got to get to.
Guru, you've been working with Steiny too long, and that was LOL in reference to me saying, would Kyle look at giving Brock 65, like, you know what, I can go somewhere and get somebody else, another mystery relevant, and we could still get to the same heights.
I want you guys to keep working together, though. I mean, you've been together, what, like 5-6 years?
Yeah, six.
Yeah, I mean, what let's double it. You know, make it even 12.
PTI.
Yeah, a dozen. Yeah, Kornheiser, Wilbon. You know, I mean, look, yeah, some pairings are meant for each other. Steiny and Guru, for sure. Yeah, I think Shanahan and Purdy are meant for each other. But look, we'll get into that. Also, right. Matt Barrows via the River Islands guest line joining the morning roast earlier today. He had some interesting things to say about both Ayuk and also Trent, which to me are still fascinating situations. But I'm sorry.
Let it get it off.
I got to address this. So this is from the 510. It was at the beginning of last segment.
All right.
We talked about the Olympics. Like,
yeah.
I was trying to show some love to my fellow countrymen and women.
We got it on right now.
Specifically, Simone Biles. This is from the 510.
Oh, boy.
In all caps, WTF, you need to warn people you're about to spoil the Olympics. It's called a spoiler alert. Thanks for nothing. Last I checked, the Olympics were a live event.
Hello?
They've already happened.
Wow.
Now, if you were recording it, maybe I could understand, but someone's going to spoil this for you. I didn't tell you what happened at the end of Deadpool and Wolverine. I didn't spoil Fresh. I'm not going to spoil, I don't know. I'm not going to spoil the greatest movie of all time for you. That's
Bucket
not a spoiler.
Does not count.
What is
that
going on here?
It's live, Fitz, so you can't spoil it. Oh my goodness. I couldn't believe that.
I didn't spoil the Untouchables. Like, this
Ellie
is.
And this.
I mean, come on, man. Or woman. I apologize. Look, I'm sorry.
It really is bothering you, though. Just admit that, Evan.
It is, because I didn't think I was doing anything wrong.
You did nothing wrong.
I mean, let's say, I knew this person.
You did nothing.
There is one example. Now, when I was a little bit, it was 2016. So during the Warriors 2016 run, didn't end in a championship.
73.
But I was working that night of Game 7. So in the press box, I was broadcasting for a minor league team, and I didn't have a chance to watch the game live. So I recorded it.
All right.
I told everybody in the press box, do not spoil this game. I don't want to hear any updates because I'm putting my phone on plane mode. I'm going to lock in, call this game, have some fun, win or lose.
I love
Go
this.
Home and watch Game 7 and see if the Warriors got this done. So no one spoiled it for me. I told them to not do it, and I did everything in my power to not learn the score. This person, I know it's a sports radio show. What are we not supposed to give people updates about the Olympics? Sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah, but
that's our job.
Thank you, Kay. But that's not blatant. Nobody knew. And I got to commend who you work with in the box for you to tell them, and then they respect that. That's awesome.
Well, I also had my own room, so I could, they were able to watch it on the other side of the booth. But and then, I found out at 3 a.m. that it won the championship, and I cried myself to sleep.
Like, relax.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. I didn't spoil anything. Has anything else happened between last segment and now that I'm not allowed to talk about
USA
in Paris?
USA women's playing Belgium right now.
Well, not allowed to do play-by-play, okay. So we don't want to do that. Right. Don't want to spoil.
I won't give the score.
So it kind of brings us back to, look, there's no spoilers for the 49ers right now. Everybody is at training camp. I think it's a closed practice today. Yes, thank you, Eric, from the 510 also. So you're saying the sports radio talk station can't talk sports and say the result. Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, my gosh.
But earlier today, on this very sports talk radio station, Matt Barrows of The Athletic joined Bonte and Butcher on the morning roast.
The roast!
And he had a couple updates. Remember, Barrows was the one that gave us the little nuggy nug about IU and the fines.
Man!
Just kind of slipped that in there. Here's what he had to say on the latest on the Brandon Ayuk talks.
It's still kind of going back and forth, and I don't know if any ground has been gained, but I will say that the body language is good. I mean, the narrative out there nationally is that, Brandon Ayuk is so upset, and he wants to get traded to the Commanders. He wants to get traded to, this team and that team. But when you see him out there, he is enjoying himself. I mean, early in training camp, he watched half of a practice next to John Lynch. John Lynch sits in center field like a safety does and watches the practice from that vantage point. He had Brandon Ayuk next to him for, a good 45 minutes during a few sessions.
Yeah, so basically it sounds like Brandon Ayuk is doing everything but practicing. Like, he's not in pads, but he might as well be. It's just a matter of time.
So he's in a good place.
I think so.
And that must mean why he was giving daps to Lynch and Kyle yesterday. So, you know what? I like that from Matt, but I'll tell you what, if I'm a Niner fan, Evan, it doesn't, I like, okay, let's convert that into you being a 100 full participant in practice. You know what I mean? And I love that he's upbeat and, he's giddy, but man, if all that is the case, my question, and it's been my question since we started at 10, Evan, is what is taking so damn long? On both fronts. Now, he didn't say that about Trent. And Trent's getting fined. Remember how Trent's getting fined for not being here?
It's the dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably the dollars. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the only other wide receiver that is expected to make big money this offseason if they sign would be CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
So,
and that could be in any day. It sounds like that could be coming down the chute.
Do you think that a lot of Ayuk supporters are just kind of waiting to see if that happens first?
Well, Ayuk supporters.
And if you're Ayuk, like at this point, you got a month left, but at least before the season starts.
But your problem is not CeeDee Lamb, because it sounds to me as if the Niners have already put their foot in the sand and said, you know what? You're not even worth St. Brown money. You're not even worth this money. So if something else comes from another receiver, I feel like from the wrong party, from a Brandon Ayuk standpoint, it doesn't matter because they've drew the line earlier. So if CD were to reset the market, I don't think that benefits Ayuk unless we didn't know the Niners were going to say, you know what, we just don't see or envision you getting this much. We're uncomfortable. So I don't get what like today's news with our guy in there. I don't know if that really affects the Niners and Brandon from the standpoint of the Niners going to give in and say, okay, that's the final straw. We see that deal, we're going to take care of you. I think right now everything is we're not going to take care of you because you're asking too much.
Yeah, and this is also from the 650. You should find out if Ayuk is there today. If they know he's being traded, they won't allow him to watch the practice. Well, that's the whole point about holding in. And that's why on Monday we talked to Mark Schlereth, who also has an Odyssey podcast, The Stinkin' Truth, because he was very critical of Ayuk choosing to hold in. basically just avoiding fines, being on the field, being present, which Ayuk is present. He's in Santa Clara. He's at practice. And yesterday he was smiling with his head coach and general manager. And John Lynch is, I also, like, it's so much about the body language to me, more of the player than the actual executive or personnel or coaching staff member, because Ayuk has also been one to, whether he's feeling good or not, I feel like he does a pretty good job at least playing the optics game. And the optics up until, I would say, a few weeks ago, the optics were not really good, because when I left, he had asked for a trade. Before that, there was the video of him talking to Jaden Daniels, was the action going towards Washington, the optics of him, you know, allegedly not having much contact with the
Pivot
Niners.
Podcast with Ryan Clark.
The optics right now are great. The optics right now have done a 180.
But the results are still not there.
Yes. I mean, that's kind of the last domino that needs to fall, right? But who would the optics, do you think the optics are better with Brandon Ayuk or with Trent Williams? Because I feel more confident that they're going to get a deal done with Trent. Like, I think they're going to sign both of them. But if you're telling me who they prioritize, I think it's probably Trent Williams. Yeah,
well, you know what? A week ago, I would tell you it's not even close. It's Trent. But what's baffling is the fact that both of them are not here. So when I do my due diligence and I think of how important Trent Williams is, and he's more important in my estimation to the Niners than one Brandon Ayuk, Evan, if they're thinking that, I have two questions. Why is it not done with Trent? Then the Mike Silver article about you knew this was coming. Why weren't you ready? Or you could avoid it at least. So I got questions on something that's supposed to be a slam dunk and not a reach from a player asking for more than he's worth. We got a guy that is as important as all outdoors, and you still got him at home. So I think it's fair to question, what are you doing? What are you doing? Like, these are the total opposites. If Ayuk's trying to do too much and tell you he's Frank Sinatra and he's really, give me somebody. Oh, God. What was the guy? Weird Al Yankovic. Okay, I'll give you that. But
I think he's got a Grammy.
Yeah, but this dude is, man, I'm all pro. You know you need me, but yet you can't get that done. That's kind of weird.
And they've known about his dad's dissatisfaction. That's the other part. It was like, you know, when we heard the whispers of Trent Williams wanting a new deal, I think it perked everyone's ears because he still had years left. But I don't think anybody realized, myself included at the time, that he didn't have any guaranteed money left. And that was the hang up with McCaffrey, is that he had years left. He didn't have guaranteed money left. And the other part about Williams, which is interesting, that Jennifer Lee Chan brought up earlier, was that after the Super Bowl, or pardon me, not after this recent Super Bowl, but 2 years ago, there was the discussion about him retiring. And I wonder how much that is not leverage in the way of, or for Trent Williams, but how much that's a concern of the 49ers. Not that he will retire and just walk away, but that if he's close to retirement, then, you know, essentially he's just trying to clean up. Like, he's not,
but
I don't
you can
know.
Look at his
like
age he's got and all kind of understand
he's,
it.
He's not Brett Favre. He's
right.
Not going to.
But give me a 2-year deal, Evan. And that's pretty, you know what I mean? Like, just do right by me, and I'm right back at practice, and we're going. Like, even you can look at his age, his birth certificate, and be like, okay, it's not a stretch to say, and we've heard him talking about retirement, but give us 2 more years of you being the top dog, or even 3. I don't know how Trent envisions it, but he would be a fool to step out on that field with not $1 guaranteed in this, but with no guaranteed money left.
Well, here's what Matt Barrows of The Athletic told the Morning Roast earlier today.
I'm sure that Trent Williams isn't eager to go through a full camp and be out here with the guardian cap on his head and kind of sweltering for days and days and days. I feel like he realizes that he can get tuned up for the season by maybe half a training camp or, 3 weeks at the end of August and into September. So my point is that sometimes with these veterans, they hold out because, it's not solely because of this, but they figure, okay, I don't need to be there anyway. Let's just see how things play out. And then we'll start to get things done, say, around August 10th. August 10 is the initial preseason game in Tennessee. That's when I think, you know, the rubber hits the road a little bit on these holdouts.
Damn. We're 9 days away from a Niner football game.
See, but that to me is also kind of a dangerous mentality. That's also the same sentiment we heard about Bosa.
Bosa
didn't need training camp. Bosa's getting himself in shape. Bosa's going to be fine whenever he shows up.
He wasn't getting himself in shape. We saw it.
Well, he might have thought he was, but then he also admitted that it wore on him, and that was a reason why he started the season slow. Same with Debo.
I don't like
it. It impacted their season.
And he's a big man. You pull a hammy or a soft tissue injury, it just lingers. Like, who wants that, Evan? Get this done ASAP.
Well, I think, look, it's far less of a concern for me, a player's physical health, if they're 25, like Nick Bosa is. But Trent Williams is 36.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in his late 30s, mid-30s, going on late.
Big man.
So that's also, he has not played a full season since 2013. He's missed games. Now, he's been available for all the most important ones, but I would prefer to have Trent Williams, whether he thinks that he doesn't need training camp or not. I feel like it's been proven in recent years that they do. That, remember, we also, look, I know it's a different sport. One of the reasons why Blake Snell was so poor at the beginning of the season.
Man.
He admitted because he didn't have spring training.
Man.
He didn't have a chance to get his body right.
You're on fire.
Now, I'm sure he was working out in the offseason. It wasn't like he was sitting on his you-know-what and just chilling, playing video games. I don't think Trent is just hanging out at the crib.
But the game's the game, Evan. You can go to 24-hour fitness and do all the running the bikes and running the beach, but that's not the same. And those two examples you cite, they irk me. Debo, and I don't even fault Debo, nor do I fault Bosa last year. He was trying to get his money, but you can't manipulate, you know, being at practice and getting your body in that shape. Injuries are going to happen, right? But they just, when you've gone through this and an injury happens, everybody's going to be Evan Monday morning quarterback and say and point to, oh, your ass was home. You were not here. That's why your body gave out if that were to happen. And that's not a win for anybody. So a guy that is that important to your team and your immediate future, I just don't know what's going on unless Matt Barrels is right. They got a wink-wink deal, Evan. We'll announce it on August 7th, right before we play Tennessee, and you're not going to play in that game, and we'll get you back, and that'll be when your camp starts. I don't know.
Yeah, and yes, August 10th is their first preseason game, but I have no reason to believe that Trent Williams would have played in that game anyways.
At all. I'm with you.
The preseason is shrunk. There's fewer games. The quarterbacks aren't playing. Caleb Williams, who hasn't played a single snap in the NFL, is not playing tonight for the Chicago Bears.
Understand it all.
You know, quarterbacks oftentimes don't play in the preseason. A lot
Aaron
of important
Rodgers
players.
Aaron Rodgers not even touching the field.
No, because you can get hurt. Now, you can also get hurt in practice, and actually, I think Justin Herbert just hurt his foot earlier today, so he's going to be out for a couple of weeks. Was it?
Wow.
Plantar fasciitis.
Oh, okay.
Fasciitis. Sure. Fasciitis.
Athlete's foot.
Something like that. Yeah. But Justin Herbert got hurt in practice. You know, so, like, any player can go down at any time, but I think the reason why training camp is important is because the coaches do push these players to get them physically ready to go body to body with other players that are trying to get to your quarterback or get after your quarterback. Or, you know, I feel like Trent Williams looking at this, what remains of training camp, and saying, I don't need it. That's a dangerous game.
Man, and Evan, I got to bring this. You just tell me what you think of this, because I can understand anybody saying, Goo, you're crazy. But with Bob Myers, what did he tell us on the executive show? Guys, I don't have to make a decision until I have to make one. Basically saying, I don't got to do it until the end. But Evan, when I hear John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan talk, they're like politicians. And that's not a bad thing. But when you talk over and over, and we watch different contract negotiations go on, I don't put you on a pedestal, but I do kind of put you on a pedestal because I believe what you're saying to the Niner fan base and anybody that'll listen. But Mike Silver wrote what he wrote about. They knew Trent was upset. I'm focused in on Trent. And when I see John after the draft, how he conducts himself and how he talks. I got to be careful here, Evan. It's not ego, but it's an aura of we handle our books. It's not light years, but there's a subliminal, we handle our stuff. And that's what has me shocked about the Trent Williams situation. And I was going to let it go. And then when I hear Mike Silver say, yeah, they knew. They were on to him being upset months ago. I don't know how, unless you're telling me, Evan, a guy as big as Trent Williams is going to benefit from not being out there in the sun or whatever, and there's nothing here, I can just salute you on that. We'll never know, but you're running your book game sloppy if you knew about this, and it is where it is right now. I don't think that makes the Niners front office look good.
I also don't want to hear players saying that they're kind of putting it in cruise control until the bullets count.
Man.
Like, I don't want to hear Trent Williams basically saying, I'm willing to show and go. You know, I'm getting my body ready, but I'll get it ready on my terms, and I'm going to use the season the way I want to use it. Now, maybe it's also because a lot of the 49ers have played in so many deep postseasons that the beginning of the year isn't necessarily, you know, when you want to be playing their best football. But I also didn't see that last year. I mean, they did hit the ground running. They won, what, their first four games, five games? Right. You know, up until they ran into that three-game streak.
Without Trent Williams and Debo.
Exactly. So I know what Trent is when he's prepared with a full training camp. He's the best left tackle in football. And without training camp, he probably still is the best left tackle in football. But he also might be more injury prone. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, Kyle Shanahan also talked about, and Jennifer Lee Chan said this too, that they're trying to work back Christian McCaffrey's workload. Well, I know that they got some running backs in that room.
Yeah.
I don't know how many left tackles they got just sitting around because the Niners haven't invested much in the O-line.
Yeah, and don't tell me you have your house in order. Chris A. Goo, what the hell was your point? Just don't tell me you got your house in order or your book game is better than anybody else's. That was my point.
Yeah. Also, Guru knows that plantar fasciitis is not
like. Is that what we? Come on.
It's a joke.
Good God.
It's a joke. Also, apparently, Guru.
What do we got?
Well, a lot of people in the Xfinity Mobile text line. I don't know if I need to apologize, but if I do, you know, maybe I am too young.
You don't like this getting to you.
Nah. It doesn't bother me, but
oh boy.
Maybe it's just because the Olympics get spoiled for me all the time. I don't realize that most people are not tapped in, and Ken got in my ear and told me that they do replay the Olympics later at night that people like to go home and watch.
Ken got you feeling bad or worse.
Yeah.
They get those hands up. Why you make them? You got to build them up, Ken.
I'm just saying. They put the encore out there for the, you know, the older crowd to watch at 6 p.m. when they're ready to go.
Oh, boy.
For the older crowd that also has cable television, which I don't have. So I either have to watch it here at work or I can't watch
it
at all.
Do you really, truly not have cable?
No, I don't have it. I don't have Peacock or, you know.
I told you I'd give you my login.
When?
Last year. You can have it all. TV is my life. I give you my login. So you're good.
I get I don't have a television.
Oh, well.
I'm sorry. I got to read about these things. That's my bad. Hey, watch it with the older people.
Baby. I'll give you my log. Wow.
You know what I'm talking about, you.
Boy.
Well, you do Peacock a lot.
Well, I hooped last night. Three games.
Well, all right. Stop there. Three What was the sniff for?
Full court at 50, up and down with youngsters, 22, 25. No, seriously. Why are you... Three games is like eight for my age.
Why are you trying to bully these young kids?
I don't know. I just play against whoever's out there. And I played against OGs like me when I was their age. And I just, dude, I was...
You took it to them.
Zach Randolph in the paint. I'm ready for this 3-on-3 tournament.
Yeah, but the Hoop It Up 3-on-3 basketball tournament is returning to Thrive City for its second year on Sunday, August 11th from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. 95.7 The Game is putting a team in the tournament, and we're paying for registration for three listener teams as well. That contest will be Friday at noon. Tomorrow, 12 o'clock, call in to Signing Guru for your chance to have a listener team compete in the Hoop It Up 3-on-3 basketball tournament, established and owned by Kevin Garnett, which also includes recreational divisions from ages 8 to 18 and up, adult divisions at all levels. Each team has allowed a max of 5 players, 3 on the court, 2 subs. For all the details, go to hoopitup.com/San Francisco. If you think you can beat our team or any of the other teams that are going to be out there at Thrive City right in front of Chase Center, fantastic setting, make sure you're listening tomorrow at noon, 12 o'clock. We're giving away 3 free entries to the tournament. If you win, you'll be able to field your own 3-on-3 team to take on the competition. Well, coming up, Goo, on the other side, we got our 2 short segment, and then we got our crossover. And I don't know, maybe we can run some of these theories by, you know, Granny, Dibs, and, you know, I want to hear what people believe is going on right now. Is there nothing to see? It just appears to me, if there really is nothing, that why haven't they been dealt with? It's kind of the thing that you've been throwing out today. I think it's a good question. Why hasn't been happening? Trent Williams is getting fined daily. They don't have a choice.
Yeah,
that's why Brandon Ayuk is at camp. He's holding in, I think, because he doesn't want to get fined. It's all about the money right now with the San Francisco 49ers. All right. Also, download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Evan in for Steiny. Daryl the Guru Johnson is always back after this. 95.7 The Game. I don't have television, so I wouldn't know.
Hey, wait, what? You all right? Why would you ask?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I really don't know what to do at this point. I'm not talking about the show. Like, we know where we're going. We know what we're talking about.
Just don't give a score.
Sports experts. But yeah, I've been informed to tease the Olympics now at this point.
Wow.
Because I don't want to piss our audience off.
Yeah.
All right, well, coming up later tonight on Peacock, which I don't have, Katie Ledecky does something. Like, what am go. I? What am All I supposed right. to do?
Yeah, I like that.
She's in the pool.
But you told everybody you don't have cable. Your biggest fan, my boy Tone. That's why Evan's so smart. He reads books. I'm like, good God.
Well, I do like to turn a page every once in a while.
But you've seen Deadpool and Wolverine. That's at the theater.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a nerd too. But no, like the book I'm reading right now is about like the history of communication. So like the chapter I just finished was about like African drums. Because they're pivotal, of course, in like a lot of ceremonial practices and a lot of ancient African civilizations. But they also are used for communication, to communicate, I don't know, just language. Like you can send a message. You can talk
the
to people.
Drum.
Yeah, wow. Because they travel for miles. So you know, like a lot of people in what was it, ancient Greece, were able to find out like via like fire is a form of communication.
Right.
You know, people are able to find out about the fall of Troy through fire. You know, just being spread through the land. So people hundreds of miles away found out within a day or two that Troy was done. Similar in Africa, but the reverberations of these drums and the different patterns and signals in which they played them, you could tell somebody who was coming out of town that they were coming. So that was a way to alert other people of outsiders wow. that were entering their villages and stuff.
How did you get to this book?
That's
did somebody
Tom.
Did somebody say, hey, you should read this one, or how did you come across it?
It's a good question. I don't know. I kind of like stumble through the ebooks in the San Francisco Public Library
okay.
and just
right.
figure out which ones.
There you go.
Yeah, regardless. So that's for Tone. Yeah, I am a nerd. so now the 669 and the Xfinity Mobile text line. Say what happened at the Olympics. I want to hear the other listeners call. Nope, not I.
Kay did you wrong. Ken just made you feel bad.
Nope. Yep. Yeah. Ken's been pissing me off today, quite frankly, more than usual. Ken is our fantastic producer, and he's been just like every single day there's just something, you know, whether it's about quarterbacks. I don't know if it's Purdy. He takes the stuff way too seriously because he's a Dolphins fan. Today we had an argument about Brian Urlacher and Zach Thomas.
I
two
stayed
players.
Out of it. I watched you guys.
I don't care much about either.
Got to keep you on your toes.
Well, my point was that, so the Hall of Fame game is tonight.
Yeah.
Right? Football season officially
36
starts.
36 and a half.
What's the spread?
That I don't know.
Oh, but you're, I mean, sorry, yeah. not you.
My neighbor.
Your neighbor's on the under. Yeah. I got you. I'm on the over.
31, right. By the way. 31.
Oh, wow.
31?
31 is the over-under, and -2. I don't know. I can't do. Doesn't matter who it's for.
Oh, I thought you meant 31 was the
spread.
Tell
us why you're mad at
it. Like,
and I'm going to tell you why I'm mad at Kay.
Well, yeah, because I bring up the fact that, you know, if Antonio Gates didn't make the Hall of Fame, he's got the most touchdowns ever by a tight end. If he's not a first ballot Hall of Famer, then you know why should Zach Thomas be? Who eventually got a gold jacket.
But meanwhile, that's hater thinking, though, when you do stuff like that.
No, of course. Well, yeah. I mean...
you know what I mean? Yeah, like, man got in, but he got, the gates ain't in, so your dude ain't worthy. I'm just saying. I listen to you guys. It's pretty entertaining.
Yeah, well, because Patrick Willis is going into the Hall of Fame tonight. You know, one of the greatest middle linebackers ever. And maybe this is why we kind of got into it. I don't know. Like, I mean, Ken, do you think Zach Thomas is better than Patrick Willis?
I mean...
Oh boy.
We could definitely compare. Listen, I only said it because Zach Thomas was on the ballot for so long, and Urlacher had gotten in like 10 years
ago. Urlacher is a badass,
and it took him like 20 years to get in. That's all I was saying. Yeah. Too long.
You had some more energy than that.
Hey, let me tell you why I'm mad at Kay's. Too short segment. You don't like my lexicon. I sit there last night. I get home. I check 1:30, 4:30, and then you know they'll take quotes from the show. Everything I was hating on you. E. Giddings. And Dad was like, well, say something profound. That's why I didn't put nothing. So I come in today, and first one of the day, I was like, what did I say?
Wait.
I feel like I say a lot of profound stuff.
You had one up yesterday.
1-9 the whole week. Right?
Check the feed, buddy.
No, but I pressured you into that one. It ain't the same. But Evan, you had like 8 of them.
But yours get interacted with more, which means the things you do say that are profound
Evan,
are much more impressive.
And Ken, thanks for giving me the scholarship one today. But I had to let him have it this morning. Like, hey, dude, let me talk to you. Evan's got 12 up there. That next one, can it be? Just hook your boy up. That's all. But I'm playing.
No, but you're also the one that's getting some of the graphics. Like, so, do you want me to read this one back to you? So this was a take, a scalding hot take from Daryl Guru Johnson.
Kid knows I'm playing.
Earlier today. Quote, this dude is a baby in regards to coaching. He should have 2 championships. I think actually 3. I've gotten past that, speaking as Goo. Think about how many more cracks at a Super Bowl Kyle Shanahan is going to get as a Niner head coach, not just from the financial standpoint, to keep this roster intact. That is profound.
Take that, Tone. Yeah,
come on, man.
I appreciate you, Kay.
It's also very Goo because it starts with something, you know, incendiary.
Yeah.
You called him a baby.
Yeah, but... Well, I also had fragments and run-ons. I did that a lot in school. Boy.
Which also reminds me, earlier in the show, I did see something come in during the JLC interview. Someone had you at 30 seconds for a question. That's not fair. You can't be doing that.
The clock only comes out on me.
I know. Because,
dude, I listen. I'm a P1 of the station. There are 2.5-minute questions. But some say Einstein had long questions. So you don't want to say, hey, what time is it? You want to, you know, I'm trying to get you where I'm at. Feel me. You feel me knocking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Patrick Willis had to knock at the door, didn't he? Or was he?
He was, hey, career cut short.
I don't think he was first ballot for the Hall of Fame. I could be wrong about that. Carter, please fact check me. Thank you. But, like, when I say Patrick Willis, what do you think of?
One of the best to ever do it, and his feet betrayed him.
Yeah, that's true.
I really believe him. I really believe he was one of the best to do it. So... Some will say it wasn't long enough, but what we saw was Hall of Fame worthy to me.
Yeah, he was superhuman, just like indestructible, seemingly, up until, you know, the tail end of his career. Yeah. But even going back to Ole Miss, like I remember, what was it, that highlight of him standing up? Mark Ingram? There was an Alabama running back at the goal line that he just absolutely plowed. It might have been LSU, I apologize.
He should have that one hanging up at his house somewhere.
Yeah, but at the goal line, he just stood him up.
Yeah.
You got something, Carter?
Yeah, it was his 5th time on the ballot.
His 5th time, That's Patrick Willis we're talking about.
No doubt
here.
About it.
I think at his best, his name deserves to be up there with the greatest middle linebackers ever.
I do not disagree.
3rd time as a finalist.
Oh, so the first 2 times he didn't even make the final ballot. Wow.
Man.
Well, that's
important. So it'll make it that much sweeter because I'm sure there was a time maybe he thought it wasn't going
to
happen.
But I do think that's why the Hall of Fame for the NFL to me is probably the best of the 3.
Because basketball's out of control.
Yeah, I mean, you and I can get in.
Yeah. Look, what did you do in high school? That shouldn't count. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess the Naismith College kind of factors into everything, too.
And baseball's just a joke.
Yeah, well, baseball, it's way too hard to get into.
And
although,
a commissioner
they're softening
that
a little
oversaw
bit.
Steroids is in, but the players are not. Get out of here.
Yeah, they're softening it a little bit. Like, I was actually pretty surprised that Joe Mauer got in as quickly as he did. which would bode well for someone like Buster Posey. So they're starting to loosen up a bit.
I want to ask you, Carter and Kay, this real quick, and I'm not being funny. My boy Big Pete, big Dodger fan, yesterday said the averages in baseball are so bad that he said they should bring back steroids. Now, if you had players say, you know what, I'm going to take them to improve my performance, does that turn you off as a baseball fan? Or would you be, if a grown-ass man says he'll take the PEDs and we'll get more offense, would you be cool with that?
Yeah. Yeah, I would. I would be,
Kay, would you be cool
be
with that? Or would
cool
you be like, what are you talking? Like, I he mean, meant it.
Yeah, I don't. Honestly, I used to care. I don't care anymore.
See, that's
where. Give him the records.
Wait,
back.
You used to care.
I used to care.
Oh, about the records. Oh, sorry. No, well, yeah.
But I'm saying with steroids, whatever. Do it. I don't care.
Well, it's not the records. It's if you knew a dude was on him, but he was still was batting 350 and 50 homers, would you be like, oh, yeah, I dig that. I don't care he's on roids. I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, if we can accept Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens and all these other guys.
Be careful.
But I do think there is something to, if it is cheating, there is really only one way to reprimand them for it, because they're still making the money, they're hitting home runs, they have the stats. You know, it would be to keep them out of the hole.
But everybody that did roids is not going to have the eye-hand coordination or the skill set like a Barry Bonds or Sosa. You know what I mean? Like, I think we know that.
No, that's true. Maybe we can run it by the guys on the other side, because we got the crossover coming up on the game presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Evan Gettings in for Matt Steinmetz. We're Gerald the Guru Johnson. We're back after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.